understand it.
I do.
Yes. Okay, now about Mr. Michael Johnson, we'll conduct your hearing, sir. So just hold on to the phone, sir.
Abby?
Mr. Johnson, we'll conduct your hearing, so just hold on, sir.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me? Sir? Sir, can you hear me?
Can you hear Mr. Johnson, sir?
Abby?
Can you hear Mr. Johnson?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sir, just for the record, could you please state your name and agency number for us? Mr. Saints? Hello? Can you hear me, sir? Hello? Sir, can you hear me?
Oh, we're still connected.
Mr. Saints, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, the panel chairman speaking to you, you're not responding.
Yes?
Can you hear me, sir? Can you please state your name and your agency number for us for the record?
Fine. Can you hear me?
Could you please state your name and your agency number for us for the record?
Oh, yes. My name is Manuel. And the number is 109682.
Okay, say your number again, sir.
109682.
Okay, thank you, sir. You're appearing before the board of executive clemency, sir. Well, I want to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the, you can't see us, sir, the next one is the Honorable David Mills, and we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, and my name is Michael Johnson. I'm acting as your panel chair this morning, sir. Also with us this morning, sir, Mr. Oliveri. He's representing the Department of Elections as well as the parole office, sir. So prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir? Sir, are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Did you hear prior to this hearing today, sir, you received and signed a notification form? Do you recall receiving and signing that form notifying you of this hearing today, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Did you speak English?
I cannot hear you.
Yeah,
just
a
minute, I cannot hear you. Now, let me keep it better. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. Prior to your hearing today, you signed and received a notification form that binds you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Mm-hmm. I saw the line is down.
Okay, can you hear us now, sir?
Oh, yes. Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, so prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a form notifying you of this board's hearing today, sir. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, sir, notified you of the right to appear and speak on your behalf or hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
All right.
Mr. Sands? Hello?
Did you hear the question, sir?
Yeah.
He wants to know if you hired an attorney or are you representing yourself, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
I'd rather hear my attorney. Where's the problem? Tell me.
Are you representing yourself, sir?
Huh?
Do you represent yourself at this hearing now, sir?
No, sir.
Well, who's representing you, sir?
That's a real bad echo, maybe.
Maybe
you can hang up and
try. Can you put the CO3 back on the phone?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Apparently, he cannot hear us. If he can, we're having a problem communicating with him. Does he have a problem with English, or do you have a problem with your phone on that end, ma'am?
No, because I can hear you perfectly well. Do you require a hearing aid, sir?
No.
So what about your other ear? Maybe your other ear better? I think maybe it's his hearing.
Okay, so...
You want me to try maybe putting you on speaker to see if maybe that'll work better for him?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just a minute. I'm going to put it on speaker, okay? Maybe that will help you.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, come on now, thank you.
Okay, so can you hear me? Okay. So prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification from the advisor of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir? Did you hear that?
No.
Sir, did you hear what I just asked you, sir? Hello?
What?
Would you put the CO3 back on the phone, sir?
I don't know if it's a sound right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Can you maybe kind of interpret for him, because he's pretending that he cannot hear us or something. So if you could communicate to him the questions that the Honorable Mr. Johnson will be asking, maybe he can hear you, because we really need to get him to answer the questions.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Miss, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes?
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Prior to his hearing today, he received and signed a notification form. I'm trying to understand if he recalled receiving and signing that form.
I'm sorry, what was that again? Unfortunately, it is mumbled.
Okay, can we just try to hang up and call back again? Because there is a real bad echo coming from in here.
Okay, yes, absolutely. I'll be right here.
Can you give us your extension?
Yeah,
okay. Yes, the extension is going to be 311.
Yes, Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, we're trying to reach Ms. Barker at extension 311.
One moment, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, that's
good. Right. 311 Barkley.
Yes, we're back on the phone. We're going to see if you can hear us better now.
Okay.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank you. So, and I don't know if Mr. Saints can hear us too. Can you ask if he can hear it too?
Okay, just a minute. They
want
to know if you can hear
it,
okay? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advises you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Do you recall signing the form? The form for this conference?
No.
You said
no. Okay, on the 12th, he signed the form notifying him of his hearing today.
You don't remember why I thought you were here for this hearing?
Yeah,
I signed the form. You signed the form and it has a date on there. The form that you signed. Yes. Is that your signature? Okay. His signature's on there.
Okay. On that form, it notified him of his right to appear and speak on his own behalf but to hire a licensed attorney to represent him at his own expense. Did he hire an attorney or is he representing himself today?
They want to advise you of your rights because you're going to be representing yourself today. Okay.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to swear him and Mr. Oliveri in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Okay. So your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. Sir, you have three allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. The first allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to reside at Church on the Street, 4006 West Van Buren Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on February 15, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
Well, they stated off your first violation.
Okay.
What was the first violation you were doing, sir?
The first violation, Stacy, was in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 2, as demonstrated by his failure to follow the directives of his assigned parole officer by failing to reside at Church on the Street, 4006 West Van Buren Street in Phoenix, on February 15, 2018.
On February 15, you violated your supervision. You were supposed to be on Van Buren and you weren't.
Yeah, I was going to be, I guess, I was going to work with the parole officer. And I walked down the road, they had to get to the, to look at the parole officer. And then I didn't find it. I went to Van Buren and I didn't find it. And then I came back and I found it by the
gas
down there.
He was supposed to go to church on the street on Van Buren, and he didn't show up when he was released from prison. Ask him, did he...
Ma'am, did he go to church on the street? Ask him if he went to church on the street when he was released.
Yes, I went to the church on the street, yes.
All right. Allegation number 2 states that he's in violation of condition supervision 14A, demonstrated by his failure to change the trapping device in his electrical outlet at least 2 hours each day. Did he change his electrical outlet in his device charger on February 16th of 2018?
Did he charge your monitor?
Yes, I charged it in the right now, the Friday. The guy who went to church on Sunday.
You charged him on Friday?
No, on Thursday I charged my monitor, yes.
Right.
And I went on Thursday, on Friday, it was the last day I could stay there.
Okay, did he charge it on or about February 19th? Did he build and turn his tracking device?
No, he didn't. The guy was very nice to me, Jessica. I understand that, but 3 days.
All right, I'm not sure that he's quite understanding, so just for the purpose of the one, Mr. Oliveri, could you just go ahead and we're just going to go to allegations number 3, 1, 2, and 3 as if he responded that that allegation is false since he said he did charge him and he went to church on the street.
Okay, allegation number 1. On February 15th of 2018, the offender was released from prison on TIS release status. The offender was transported to the Phoenix parole office where he completed his intake. Offender Signs was released without an approved placement and reported to his assigned parole officer he did not want to be, quote, homeless, quote. The offender was asked if he wanted to go to church on the streets located at 4006 West Van Buren Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85009, as they will allow him to stay there for 3 days before he must leave. Offender Signs reported he wanted to stay there. Signs is required to be on GPS supervision, and his home zone was set up for Church on the Street. Pierre LeBeau gave the offender a detailed map on how to get to Church on the Street, as well as a bus pass. The offender was also provided this officer's business card and told to contact his parole officer if any issues arose. The offender was explicitly instructed to not stay at CAS at night as AZDOC administration has instructed parole staff not to place any homeless sex offenders at CAS. The offender stated he understood and was issued a map which showed the area where he was prohibited to stay while homeless in Phoenix. On February 15th, 2018, at approximately 2100 hours, the offender had a home zone alarm as he was not at Church on the Street. Review of the offender's GPS points showed he went to CAS during the night of February 15th, 2018. The offender did not attempt to contact his assigned parole officer to inform him he was at CAS. The offender did not have permission to stay at CAS.
Okay, allegation number.
No, I was picked up and taken back. I told the officer what the other option. He said, well, we'll see, so why don't I take you down to that? Church on the Street mission, and leave you there, and if you can get in, and just charge your church and get it, and send it. But part of the requirement to stay on the toilet on the church of the street is you have to go to church.
Okay.
You gotta go to church, otherwise, even I told me, I said, look, I don't want to go there. I don't mind the pain. But he said, no, well, this is the night before I come to my I left there on Monday. This is Sunday. He said, well, for you to, for you to stay Sunday, you gotta go to church on Saturday.
So you didn't stay there because you didn't want to go to church. Is that what you're saying, sir?
No. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. So you want to go to church? No. I want to stay there, but the rule says I think I go to church. I understand it. But part of the rule, okay, I have the brochure and everything. Here they say that they can get you on church on the street. It's a little
So sir, why didn't you stay at church on the street?
Why didn't you stay at church on the street? It's what I'm saying, church on the street. They found you a cat. Yes, stay at the church on the street. Just about, there's only 3 days in church on the street, sir. They just don't stay for.
All right, sir, we're going to go to allegation number two, Mr.
Allegation number two, on February 16th of 2018, P.O. Hurd informed S.P.O. Pareto, offender signs number 199682, failed to stay in his approved home zone area during the night of February 15th of 2018. Additionally, the offender had not charged his GPS for 2 hours each day as directed in the Arizona conditions of supervision. Parole Supervisor Fleshman was informed of the offender's noncompliance and verbally directed P.O. Berg and S.P.O. Beretta to bring the offender into the Phoenix Parole Office for staffing. The offender was located by S.P.O. Beretta and Parole Officer Berg on the ground of Katz. The offender was brought back to the Phoenix Parole Office at approximately 1600 hours, where he was staffed with P.S. Fleshman. The offender reported he charged his device for at least 2 hours on February 16th of 2018. Reviewing the offender's charge history showed the offender had only charged his device for a total of 14 minutes on February 16th of 2018 before being picked up by parole staff. The offender was reminded if he wanted to remain on community supervision, he needs to follow directions to include charging his GPS device for a minimum of 2 hours each day. The offender said he would charge his device as requested. Follow-up number two, review the offender's GPS charge history from February 16th of 2018, showing that after the staffing with parole supervisor Fleshman, the offender did not attempt to charge the GPS device the remainder of the day. The offender had not charged the device for a minimum of 2 hours on February 16th of 2018.
So, sir, why didn't you charge your device?
Why didn't you charge your device? You have to charge in the minimum of 2 hours each day. One of the short brothers with that mistake, Scott is the only one that can take you. And I was waiting to see if I can judge it somewhere else, like on, of course, I'm there on the homeless.
Okay, sir. Allegation number three, Mr. Oliver.
Allegation number three, on February 19th of 2018, at approximately 1640 hours, offender M. Science, DOC number 199682, had a battery violation on his assigned GPS unit. Offender Science is a registrable and verifiable sex offender who was convicted of a dangerous crimes against children, DCAC, sex offense, which requires Science to be on GPS supervision for the duration of his community supervision. At approximately 1640 hours on February 19th, 2018, the offender's assigned GPS battery depleted. This officer reviewed the offender's charge history from February 18th of 2018 to February 19th of 2018. The offender only charged his device for a total of 10 minutes and 24 seconds on February 18th of 2018, resulting in a dead GPS battery at approximately 1640 hours on February 19th of 2018. On February 15th of 2018, the offender read and signed the Arizona Conditions of Supervision, dated February 15th of 2018. These conditions also included the Arizona GPS Conditions of Supervision,
In addition, the offender was verbally instructed to charge his device for a minimum of 2 hours each day by his assigned parole officer during his intake. Peter Hoyt also provided a quick reference guide to his GPS device, was also reminded the offender to charge his GPS device for a minimum of 2 hours each day. The offender was found with PS Fleshman on February 16th of 2018 and instructed to charge his device for 2 hours each day. The offender failed to charge his GPS device and an electrical outlet for a minimum of 2 hours on February 18th of 2018 and not charging at all on February 19th of 2018, resulting in a dead GPS battery on February 19th of 2018. Follow-up number three, on February 20th of 2018, at approximately 0040 hours, the offender's GPS device sent out an unable to connect alarm to staff from the electronic monitoring unit. This alarm was a direct result of the offender's assigned GPS device failing to be charged for a period of 8 hours. The offender's assigned parole officer, P-Pro, number 3272, was also the on-call officer who responded to the alarm. A warrant number 2018-W043 was issued by Central Communication per the request of Officer Poe as the offender's whereabouts were unknown. The offender was located by Peter Poe near the Central Arizona Shelter Services, CATS, campus near Jefferson and 12th Avenue at approximately 10:32 hours, approximately 18 hours after his GPS battery depleted. The offender was arrested by Peter Poe and taken back to ASP Phoenix, Alhambra by P.O. Poe. During the subsequent interview, the offender reported he knew his GPS device was dead and informed this officer that staff at CAS would not allow him to charge his GPS device. P.O. Poe had contacted Mark, the security supervisor at CAS, via telephone to find out if the offender was accurate. Mark informed this officer that there are plenty of charging locations people can use while in the resource center at CAS. Mark further reported anyone can use the office to charge any electrical devices, including GPS devices. P.O. Poe and Fugitive Apprehension Investigator John Armstrong both observed people charging various electronic devices in the CAS Resource Center while searching for signs earlier that morning.
Okay, so why is it that you didn't charge your charger for more than 8 hours?
He charged it for more than 8 hours. You know what I'm saying? He only charged it for 10 minutes.
Signs was released from the Department of Corrections on January 31st of 2018. He was arrested on February 20th of 2018 in the field by EMU staff, returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 0 days abscond. His supervision end date will be on June 2nd of 2018. Current conviction, 2015, add name change sex offender, 2 years, 6 months. One prior conviction, in 2005, molestation of a child, 10 years. The offender has 2 terms with ABC. CU and IR scores are a 3-3, mental health score of a 1, and substance abuse score of a 1. There was no STG gang information noted. One prior term of supervision, in 2013, TIS tech violator revoked. The offender has a moderate disciplinary history. There are no other arrests noted. He is a registrable, notifiable level 3 sex offender with dangerous crimes against children cited, and his community risk level is a G1B1.
Back to Mr. Dollar. So, Mr. Sands, where did you stay at when you were when you left church on the street? Where did you stay?
Well, what? Where did you stay at? When he left the church, you think, church on the street?
Yes, where did he stay after he left church on the street?
Where did you stay at after he left church on the street?
Okay, you went back to Cass.
Yeah, it was set up. I went back to Cass. I was set up waiting. I was going to wait to see if I can talk to the supervisor to get in there, you know.
So he was scheduled to go to sex offenders treatment program. Why did he go to the sex offenders treatment program? Hello?
Huh?
Why did he go to the sex offenders treatment counselors?
The counselor, did you say counseling?
Yes, sex offenders treatment counseling.
Oh, why did you go to sex offender treatment?
They didn't tell me anything. Like I said, the judge told me when I first got in, arrested. They just went up to me and said, you're not the only one with the duty. You're not the one with the crime. You're only $94. We're looking for a 6'1" guy.
So ask Mr. Sands, does he have any family here in Phoenix?
Do you have any family here in Phoenix?
No.
No.
Does he know anyone here in Phoenix?
No.
No? Why didn't he go to a halfway house in Phoenix?
Why didn't he go to a halfway house in Phoenix?
I didn't know why he went to a halfway house in Phoenix. I'm looking right now, I got the brochure. I'm looking at this place and it's a queen. Now, Cass told me when I first the man there, and the Cass said, "Will you mind having you all your authority to have to come by here and take out, you take your mind, you take your mind off, you can come back to us and you may be there here forever, you know, to your community supervision."
Okay, sir. Sir, we're about to go into a discussion. We're coming up on a conclusion on your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board, Mr. Sands?
We're going to come to a conclusion. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board? No, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'm going to ask him to stay on the phone while the board is in discussion and
make
a decision whether to revoke or reinstate his community supervision.
We're going to discuss right now. I just want you to stand by.
Okay, board is now in discussion. Apparently, Mr. Sands did go to church on the street, and then he left there and he went to Cass as he had been instructed by his PO not to go to Cass because the department had made a decision that they would not send sex offenders to Cass. Apparently, Mr. Sands has no family, no friends here in Phoenix, so he was just out there on the street, wasn't able to charge his charger. Because of the locations and the homeless condition that he was actually in. So he will be released and out parole on June 2nd, 2018. My recommendation that Mr. Saints, not only because of his violation, but for his own safety, be kept in DOC until his date of his release. That way, when he's released, he'll be able to go home or where he would like to go, and hopefully be a productive citizen from that point forward.
Agree.
Therefore, I'm going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Saints, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and had lapses about the lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Saints, the board have voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on June 2nd, 2018. At that time, you won't be on any parole or you won't have to report to a parole officer. And hopefully you'll be able to move around and go home if those are your desires where you have family.
Did you hear me?
No.
They revoke it. You're going to be released on June 2nd and you will not have any community supervision. So you will be off of parole.
Okay.
So you'll be able to run around and I'm going to be here.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And officer, thank you for assisting and participating with us this morning.
And the problem, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we're going to disconnect the call. Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye.